This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. President Trump's address to Christians last week called for an end to attacks on religion and the 1954 Johnson Amendment, perhaps exposing more clearly why some establishment activists oppose the president so virulently. The president said schools should welcome faith and religion with wide, beautiful arms. 10-month-old Charlie and his British parents continue their fight for his life. They have funding to come to the U.S. for mitochondrial therapy. And despite being denied a hearing at Britain's High Court, a European human rights court Friday blocked the disconnect of life support. New research continues to explore the intellect of babies in the womb and their ability to interact rationally. The latest work shows facial recognition, and another study from over 10 years of this research shows the ability of newborns to recognize rhymes taught in the last trimester of pregnancy. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. A familiar taunt from those who seek to give abortion ever broader acceptance, funding, and practice is that pro-life people can't possibly care for unwanted babies. A Missouri group is laughing at that sentiment as they are offering a mom with triplets care that includes housing, education, and support to create a future. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.